Jai Gopi Janabala Girimarodai Jai Gopi Janabala Girimarodai Yashoda Nandana Vajajana Randana Yashoda Nandana Vajajana Randana Samunatira Rana Chari Samuna Tira Rana Chari And Dara Mana Vatingali Hari And Dara Mana Vatingali Hari Gopi Janabala Girimarodai Gopi Janabala Girimarodai Yashoda Nandana Vajajana Randana Yashoda Nandana Vajajana Randana Samuna Tira Vanachari Samuna Tira Vanachari Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare. Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama, Hare Hare.
Jai Om Vishnupada Paramahamsa Katas Patasa Sri Shimana Savangari Sesi Bhakta Padanta Swami Shiva Prabhupada Jai. Jai Om Vishnupada Paramahamsa Katas Patasa Sri Shimana Savangari Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Prabhupada Gurdas Tomorrow. Five Ki Jai, Mukhati Vaishnava Vinda Ki Jai, Namachara Sri Lahari Astra Kira Ki Jai, Paramsaka Hoshi Krishna Chaitanya Prabhupada Nanda Sri Adwaita Karada Harashi Vasadi Gora Bhakti Vinda Ki Jai, Sri Sri Radha Krishna Gopa Gopinath Shamakana Radhika Nagarga Gavadayan Ki Jai, Yuduna Mayaki, Ganga Mayaki, Tavasa Devi Bhakti Devi Ki Jai, Samavita Bhakti Vinda Ki Jai, Sri Vindavan Namathardam Sri Navi Dharmar Padam Ki Jai, Jagannath Puri Dharam Ki Jai, New Ramanathi Dharam Ki Jai, Transcendental Book Distribution Ki Jai, Transcendental Prasadam Distribution Ki Jai, Brihatmidanga Ki Jai, Sri Harinam Sankirtan Ki Jai, ISKCON Founder Chai, Bibhuti Founder Chai, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai, Sri Sri Radha Shama Sundar Ki Jai, Sri Sri Krishna Balaram Ki Jai, Sri Sri Gauranitai Ki Jai, oh glories to the assembled devotees, oh glories to the assembled devotees. Glories, oh glories, Sri Sri Gaurang. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 1. Creation, isn't it? Yes. Chapter 3, Krishna is the source of all incarnations. Text 32 appears on the screen. Atha param yad avyak. Abhyudaguna brimhitam Adrishta Shruta Vastruta Sajiva Yatpana Bhava Atha param yad avyaktam avyudam guna brimhitam adrishta sutta vastuvat sajiva yat puna bhava Atha param yad avyaktam Avyudam guna brimhitam Adrishta sutta vastuvat Sajiva yat puna bhava Could you be so kind?
Sutta
let's go into the word for word. Atta.
Atta.
This.
This.
Param. Beyond.
Beyond.
Yat.
Yat.
Which.
Which.
Avyaktam.
Avyaktam.
Unmanifested.
Unmanifested.
Not unmanifest, it's unmanifested.
Unmanifested.
Yeah. Avyuda. Without formal shape.
Without formal shape.
Good. Gunavritam.
Gunavritam.
Affected by the qualities.
Affected by the qualities.
Adrishta.
Adrishta.
Unseen.
Unseen.
Ashruta.
Ashruta.
Unheard.
Unheard.
Vatsupat. Being like that.
Being like that.
Saha.
Saha.
That.
That.
Jiva.
Jiva.
Living being.
Living being.
Yat.
Yat.
That which.
That which.
Punabhava.
Punabhava.
Punabhava. Takes birth repeatedly.
Takes birth repeatedly.
Punabhava. Okay. Translation by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Yes, definitely. Beyond this gross conception of form is another subtle conception of form, which is without formal shape and is unseen, unheard, and unmanifest. Thank you. The living being has his form beyond this subtlety. Otherwise, he could not have repeated birth of repeated births. That's bad, no? Anyway, please repeat. Beyond this gross conception,
beyond this gross conception
of form
is another
subtle conception of form, which is without formal shape.
Which is without formal shape.
And is unseen.
And is unseen.
Unheard.
Unheard.
And unmanifest.
And unmanifest.
The living being.
The living being.
Has his form.
Has his form.
Beyond this subtlety.
Beyond this subtlety.
Otherwise.
Otherwise.
He could not have.
Repeated
births.
Repeated births.
There's a lot of form in there. Including formal. So let's look at that in depth after delving into the purport here. Purport by His Divine Grace to the Prabhupada. As the gross cosmic manifestation is conceived as the gigantic body of the Lord, so also there is the conception of his subtle form, which is simply realized without being seen, heard, or manifested. But in fact, all these gross or subtle conceptions of the body are in relation with the living beings. The living being has his spiritual form beyond this gross material or subtle psychic existence. The gross body and psychic functions cease to act as soon as the living being leaves the visible gross body. In fact, we say that the living being has gone away because he is unseen and unheard. Even when the gross body is not acting, when the living being is in sound sleep, we know that he is within the body by his breathing. So the living being's passing away from the body does not mean that there is no existence of the living soul. Let me repeat that. Even when the gross body is not acting and when the living being is in sound sleep, we know that he is within the body by his breathing. So the living being's passing away from the body does not mean there is no existence of the living soul. It is there. Otherwise, how could he repeat his births again and again? The conclusion is that the Lord is eternally existent in his transcendental form, which is neither gross nor subtle like that of the living being. His body is never to be compared to the gross and subtle bodies of the living being. And such conceptions of God's body are imaginary. The living being has his eternal spiritual form, which is conditioned only by his material contamination. Om Ganatamaranda Shanganagana Sakara Chakshayame Tamyanatasma Shri Guruve Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manovastam Stapitamena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Svapanditakam. I was born in the darkest ignorance, and my spiritual master opened my eyes with the torch of knowledge. I offer my respectful obeisances unto him. When will Srila Rupa Goswami Prabhupada, who has established within this material world a mission to fulfill the desire of Lord Chaitanya, give me shelter under his lotus feet? There's another rhetorical question. There's a rhetorical question in this purport and within these mantras. But the rhetorical question isn't simply posed for the exercise of language. It's actually meant to be answered. So in the case of this mantra, when will Sri Rupa Goswami give me shelter under his lotus feet? Well, it refers to what was brought up in the last class that I had the pleasure of presenting, and that was when I'm qualified. When one is qualified, then one receives all benedictions. And what is the qualification? We can look at that a little later. Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Yata Param Kamalam Sri Guru Vaishnavam Cha Sri Rupam Sarajatam Sahagana Ragatam Tam Samjivam Sadvaitam Savaditam Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Laita Shida Sakavitam Cha. I offer my respectful obeisances unto the lotus feet of my spiritual master and unto the feet of all Vaishnavas. I offer my respectful obeisances unto the lotus feet of Srila Rupa Goswami, along with his elder brother, Sanatan Goswami, as well as Raghunath Das and Raghunath Bhatta, Gopal Bhatta, and Sri Ajiva Goswami. I offer my respectful obeisances to Lord Krishna Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda, along with Advaita Acharya, Gadadhara, Srivas, and other associates. I offer my respectful obeisances to Srimati Radharani and Sri Krishna, along with their associates, Sri Lalita and Vishaka. Hey Krishna Karina Sindhu Dina Bandha Jagapate Gopisha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namaste Tapta Kamsana Govarangi Radha Yunda Vishnu Vishnu Bandha Sita Devi Pranamara Nirpire. Oh my dear Krishna, you are the
Thank you. ten months in a matter of the dust or repentance, then the ignorance leads, like the darkness of Gehenna, and the sins and the sufferings end. So there's nothing to fear, but the Son of the Name has appeared with his powers divine in your hearts. May that Son, benedicted for all, become fixed and eternally shine. I usually repeat the last one again. In your hearts, may that name, Krishna, become fixed and eternally shine. Here, a few slokas up would small books. Some commitment to read it has to be there. A commitment. You can sometimes verbally get a commitment. I don't really do this book to you if you will commit to reading. I've done that a few times on campus because no one carries any money anymore. They have everything on a credit card, which is it's inconceivable to me how the world would have done this. And for me, it would be better to have a bag of little silver coins and live like that. It seems channel that can pinpoint.